The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Denver Broncos 27-10 on January 15, 1978 in Super Bowl XII, the first played in the Louisiana Superdome. During the regular season, the two teams seemed like mirror images at times. Both teams finished with a 12-2 record, and both teams' defenses had a quirky nickname, the Broncos' Orange Crush and the Cowboys' Doomsday. Naturally, defense was the theme from the outset as the Cowboys intercepted Denver quarterback Craig Morton four times and forced and recovered four Denver fumbles. Despite committing a staggering eight turnovers, the Broncos trailed Dallas by only 10 points heading into the fourth quarter, but the Cowboys were able to crush Denver's comeback hopes on a touchdown pass from fullback Robert Newhouse to receiver Golden Richards. Dallas defensive linemen Randy White and Harvey Martin shared most valuable player honors. It was the first and only time in Super Bowl history that two players shared the MVP award. The victory was the second championship for Dallas quarterback Roger Staubach and head coach Tom Landry, who won both of their Super Bowl titles here in New Orleans. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Jacob Mayer.